A strong dollar reflects American leadership. Commentary. The U.S. dollar index is up about 5% so far this quarter, as the U.S. is the resurgent economic oasis for most of the rest of the world, in its stock market, currency, and now its bond market. As long-term interest rates on the 10-year Treasury declined from 4.5% on November 15th to 4.15% last Friday. The U.S. political scene is also taking shape under Trump 2.0, and the U.S. economy is growing, while Europe is clearly sinking into recession and is leaderless and rudderless in its major economies. The crisis in Europe is deepening each week. Last Wednesday, the French government collapsed over a budget battle, and Marine Le Pen's National Party pushed a no-confidence vote that passed with 331 votes, which could force a new election there within 60 days. As a result, a minority coalition is ruling France, and President Macron is constantly fighting with Ms. Le Pen's National Party, which has the most seats in Parliament. President Macron has not declared a new election, so he is now effectively a lame duck. In a nationwide address last Thursday evening, Macron refused to step down, saying, "The mandate you gave me is for 5 years, and I will exercise it fully." Here are the most important market news items and what this news means. Assuming that the Eurozone chaos persists, do not be surprised if the euro breaks a buck against the US dollar. The fact that the Eurozone is now in a recession and the European Central Bank will be slashing key interest rates is undermining the euro. In fact, a Bloomberg survey is now forecasting that the ECB will cut its key interest rate to 2% by next June. As European interest rates decline, it should also trigger a big rally in U.S. Treasuries that should also encourage the Fed to cut key interest rates. The consensus is that the fall of Syria's Assad after 50 years of rule is that Iran and Russia's influence is waning. There is clearly a leadership vacuum in the Middle East, so it will be interesting what countries establish diplomatic relations with Syria's new leader. Although the chaos in South Korea has not spread to other Asian nations, this unrest should continue to prop up the U.S. dollar. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol escaped impeachment after imposing martial law for 6 hours to suppress opposition protests. Naturally, the martial law imposition has ignited opposition groups, so President Yoon Suk-yeol has lost the support of the vast majority of its citizens. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva had emergency brain surgery in Sao Paulo. President Lula is awake and recovering, but only time will tell if he fully recovers. Lula has been a big proponent of boosting China's influence and encouraging trading in Chinese yuan versus the US dollar on international transactions. Naturally, China has invested heavily in Brazil, so Lula has effectively become a Chinese puppet. In the event that Lula is replaced, it will be interesting if the next president continues to promote China yuan versus the US dollar, especially in light of the fact that Donald Trump proposed 100% tariffs on the BRICS countries that are undermining the US dollar's influence. China opened a probe into NVIDIA that it broke anti-monopoly laws. My comment is that of course NVIDIA is a monopoly, which is why it has fat operating margins. The technology curbs between the US and China have escalated under the Biden administration, so it will be interesting if Trump 2.0 modifies these technology restrictions between the US and China. In the meantime, NVIDIA is a great near-term buy. The National Bureau of Statistics in China announced that its consumer price index rose 0.2% in November, down from 0.3% in October. Economists were expecting consumer prices to rise 0.5% in November, so a weak economy is clearly suppressing consumer inflation in China. Even more interesting is that China's producer price index declined 2.5% in November compared to a 2.9% decline in October. China's PPI has declined for 26 straight months, so deflation is rampant in China due to its domestic real estate crisis, a shrinking population, and lackluster manufacturing activity. Eventually, the U.S. should start importing Chinese deflation on goods, despite higher tariffs. Overall, the U.S. has a huge economic advantage compared to every other large or advanced nation. It is clear that under Trump 2.0, President-elect Trump intends to exploit this clear U.S. advantage to negotiate better trade deals and impose matching tariffs on uncooperative countries. Asterisk views expressed in this article are opinions of the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Epoch Times.